Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom, Ms. Kafar. Shalom, family. I'm your host, Shabbael, Brother Rob, my government name. From Baltimore, Maryland. From Beth Yahweh Congregation, under the tutelage of Yahkael Ben Gershom Ben Daniel, the Mashiach Yahushua. Tonight is Rosh Kodesh, family, but not only tonight is Rosh Kodesh, there's a precedent for tonight's new moon. Tonight is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, that's correct. Which in Hebrew means, Rosh means head. You see that in the Hebrew 22 alphabet. I think that's number 20. Our Hebrew teachers on the line, they correct me. I apologize. And Hashanah, ha means the Shana, year. It's the head of the year. This, to the listening audience for the first time, because my brothers and sisters at Beth Yahweh, they know this, but for the listening audiences, maybe tuning in for the first time, they will hear the truth from the word of the creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh, that which he ordained, that he sanctified, and that his words are true, and none of his words come back void by using his holy scripts. I want to open up. Before I open up, please get your notepads to take notes. If not, take notes. this is archive. But most importantly, have your Bible like the Bereans, like you hear about the Bereans in Acts chapter 17, I think it's verse 11, the Bereans. They said they searched the scriptures as Paul and the other disciples was teaching as they was going around setting up the assemblies that we hear about in the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. And on that note, we'll open up with a prayer. Father Yah, thank you. Hallelujah. For giving me the breath of life and waking me up this day. Let me live through last year, Father Yah, yesterday at sunset was the end of last year, which was the 29th of Adar, your 12th month. And allow me to see a sunset today at 7:20 p.m. here in Baltimore, Maryland, the incoming and the beginning, Rosh Hashanah of the new year. Father Yah, thank you. Thank you for allowing me, Father Yah, to bring your word tonight that you want me to bring to the listening audience, that they can receive, Father Yah, and be edified. Father Yah, first of all, forgive me of any of my sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive Israel and a whole of all their sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Father Yah, may I decrease so you can increase. Open up my spiritual ears, my spiritual eyes, Father Yah, so I can hear you clearly, so that you can pour into me, use me as a holy vessel, sanctified vessel on this Rosh Hashanah, new moon, roast of death, in the beginning of your holy season. Hallelujah. Father Yah, open up the listening audiences of their spiritual ears, spiritual eyes, to get them in their sin. Give out, Father Yah, continue to heal us and strengthen us. Strengthen our rabbi, continue to give him and feed him the word. Continue to strengthen all the Kohens to give them your words, Father Yah, in this upcoming new year, Father Yah. Continue to strengthen Sister Debbie. Continue to strengthen Sister Naomi. Continue to strengthen the Barrett family as they all continue to keep praying, keep seeking the Yahweh for healing. Continue to heal Brother Dale well as he walks and gets stronger every day and coming into this new year. Continue to heal Brother Shufu L. Continue to heal all the brothers and sisters that may be ailing, that I may have forgot their names. Continue to heal our Zakins and continue to give them their wisdom. Zakin Ward and Zakin Gary. We need our Zakins coming in this upcoming new year. Continue to heal all our sisters and keep them on their commission of the commission Titus 2, Bats of Yahweh. Tearing down this the spirit of Jezebel that disguised now in this modern time, feminism. Watch over all our young adults, Father God, keep them strong. Watch over our teenagers, Father Yah, and all the children, and our children's children, and Beth Yahweh, and our family members, to continue allowing us to shine light and be the light that they need and bring them out this darkened land. Strengthen all the marriages, Father Yah. And may we all, this coming year, cleanse us, Father Yah, of any uncertainties and any doubts, Father Yah. Help our unbelief, Father Yah, so this year can be a more memorable year than last year. Let's be able to bathe into your exploits so we can look at each other this time next year, God willing, and say, "Woo! You see what Abba did for us? What did he do for us in 2023? And then what did he do to us as 2023 was going out the dog? What did he do for us when 2000 Abib was coming in, the month of Abib? So let us remember that you do the awesome and the impossible. Nothing is too hard for you, Father Yah. So help our belief. Thank you in the name of your Son Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. And I'm gonna open up with the opening prayer. Blessed, blessings. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and the mighty one of our forefathers. Inaugurate for us this month for good and for blessings, for joy and for gladness, for salvation and for consolation, for sustenance and for support, for good life and peace, for pardon of sin and forgiveness of iniquity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, who sanctified Israel in the new moon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Family, if anybody can hear me, shoot me a thumbs up. Appreciate that. Okay. Toda, I got the thumbs up. Make sure that's a thumbs up for this broadcast. That's not a thumbs up for Happy New Year. Rosh Hashanah. Hallelujah. Akiyari set the picture of the moon. Hallelujah. He said not yet because I had to come in the house because I had to teach. Hallelujah. Try to forward that out to the family for me, Akiyari. Hallelujah. Toda, Rabbi. Loud and clear. Amen, Sister Samaria, you're right. Abba, let us see. Hallelujah. Okay, family, this lesson tonight, all praises to Yahweh, because I wasn't going to go this way, but he gave me this. This lesson tonight, my opening scriptures tonight. Since this he gave me two things, so we will put these things together. We will combine them a little bit. But my opening scripture tonight, first scripture, is Second Corinthians. Let me make sure it's Second Corinthians, not First Corinthians, but it is in chapter 6. But let me pull it up and read it in your hearing. Come on. Hey, I apologize if I don't know, but the season changing, my sinuses, they started draining and all that, but I'm not gonna complain. I feel good, but I just noticed the day it was draining. I had to clear my throat a lot. So I'm not trying to imitate that rapper back in the day. We used to have a song, "Let me clear my throat." No, I'm not doing it. I'm really doing it. But I apologize. I'm going to try to hold it to a minimum because I don't want to have nothing in my mouth candy or something. Not candy, but a lozenge or something to soothe it. So I'm sipping water every now and then. But I believe if I keep talking, which I mastered that over these 55 years, I think it won't bother me. Okay, that scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. No, excuse me, 1 Corinthians. That's what I wanted to do. 1 Corinthians, apologize, family. I always mess them up. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. It says, Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from Elohim, Yahweh, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body. Let me see how that reads something else. Because when I felt it today, yeah, that's it. That reads good. Hallelujah. That's one. The second scripture, Ephesians chapter 5. Oh, man. I'm going to sip on some water. I'm waiting for you to get to Ephesians chapter 5. And I apologize. I noticed I haven't been doing it the last of the year. Ephesians is a New Testament book. Galatians has come right at the book of Galatians in the New Testament. Galatians, Ephesians, and Philippians is right there. Hallelujah. The reason why I learned that when I was a good Christian, I learned like a little acronym. He told me, all good Christians don't eat pork. Something like that. G-E-P. You know, Galatians. Good. Eat pork. Anyway. All good Hebrews don't eat. Hallelujah. That's Ephesians chapter 5. Let me sip that water while we get there. Come on now. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, it states, it really starts, yeah, because he showed me today. It really starts at verse 22. It's not nothing intended to you wives out there, but you can glean from it, ask the Holy Spirit. Why you made Shabbat start right there? But as y'all go on, you'll see. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the master, Yahweh. For your husband is the head of the wife, as the Mashiach also is the head of the assembly, being himself the savior of the body. But as the assembly is subject to the Mashiach, so let the wives also be to their own husbands and everything. And I apologize to any new listeners out there. We use his name, his only name that was ordained and given and sanctified from the heavens that he gave Gabriel, God himself gave Gabriel, the angel, the messenger angel, to come down and tell Mary. Then when you read, that's the name that's only salvation. Acts chapter 4, 11, 12, that you can be saved on the heavens and earth. Sorry, it's not me. That's what the word say. Okay. And the word assembly, you might hear me saying, I'll remember that says, look like saying church. I'll keep that mind. I'll change back to translate. Okay, getting back to verse 24. But as the assembly is subject to the Mashiach, and Mashiach, we use Mashiach in the Hebrew, that means anointed, smeared on. We don't use Christ, because that's more associated with that Greek Roman, with the, you know, the Jesus, the Christ. No, his name is not. His name is Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Okay, but as the assembly is subject to the Mashiach, so let the wives also be to their own husbands in everything. Verse 25, this is the one. Husbands, love your wives, even as the Mashiach also loved the assembly and gave himself up for it. Verse 26, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word. Verse 27, that he might present the assembly to himself gloriously, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without defect. Amen. Okay, what's that one? Okay. There's some more open scriptures, but we're going to hold off on them right now. Right now, we're going to get right into what Yahweh was talking to me today. Okay, how is he talking to me today? I was asking Yahweh, someone said, what you want me to do? What you want me to get? Oh, apologize, family. Today is a be the first. In Hebrew, that's the first month, a be the first. Today is the first day of a be the first. You'll find that in Exodus. And this is the new year, as I said. So you'll find that in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, when Yahweh say, Moses, today is the beginning of your year. And I'm glad we're going to say, I'm going to segue something right in there. Hallelujah. But I'm going to continue to explain this. And then you say, well, that just tell me Exodus chapter 2. You go over to Exodus chapter 13. The Exodus is an Old Testament book That's Genesis, the second book in the Bible. And you'll see in Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, it said, when you came out, you do these observe these things, when you came out of Egypt in the month of Abib. Okay. That's saying, so today, at sunset, at 7:20 here where I stand in Baltimore, Maryland, it's Abib the first by Yahweh, the creator of the heavens and earth. But on the in the first month of the beginning of the year, according to Yahweh, according to man on the Gregorian calendar, we all know today is March. What is today? March the 22nd, the third month, according to man. Okay. And while we're there, Monday was the spring equinox. Everybody familiar with the spring equinox? When the weather's starting to change, the flowers are blooming and blossoming and all that. The birds are coming out more. I watched the birds today. Something amazing. I watched the birds. I got a chance to watch, had Discovery Channel right on the bus stop. I was going to miss the bus, but Yahweh said, okay, you've seen enough. And then, you know, he made them leave, and then the bus came up and went to work on time. But it was beautiful. We're getting to what I'm trying to say. I've been sneezing. People have been sneezing, runny nose and all that. That's a sign of spring. They go, it was a sign, say, spring is in the air. Spring is in the air. What I'm saying is, now you see why Yahweh told Moses, this is your new year in Exodus 12. See, and why? The spring equinox just happened, 2 days ago? This is a spring feast. That's why he tells us that in Deuteronomy 16, God's the whole month of Abib. Because see, in this month, what people don't understand, this should be the most, this is the most holiest month and time of the year. Not you know, when you were little, like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Christmas. No, this right here, and no, for anybody listening, no, that's because it's Easter. What you see in Acts chapter 12 or Acts chapter 13, forgive me, that just came while we're talking. Your Bible might have a mistranslation or somebody scribbled in there. They didn't want to crucify, who was it, John or Peter? Because it was Easter. No, it wasn't Easter. They put Easter in there, but you keep reading and say it was doing unleavened bread. The Jews feast unleavened bread, so it's there. But where I'm getting at, it's the most holy time of the year. Why? Because 14 days from now, on the 14th, over 2,000 years ago, the creator of the heaven and earth came down in flesh. And 33 years later, he gave himself up on a stake. You know, for new people listening, we say stake because that's what it was. It wasn't a cross. But he laid down his life. He gave his life for a sacrifice. To do what? To wash away and atone for the sin of the world. For all mankind, his brother taught last week. One of my brothers taught, Brother Darewell, I believe. Yeah, he had a double hitter just last week, a double portion. He had the morning Bible study, magnified tour, then he had a tour portion, Revelation chapter 8 and 9. Apologize, you can get the blog talk in the morning, but you can't get the later on tour portion because that's not recorded yet. But praise, I'm a friend of Yahweh. Hopefully this year, Yahweh, we'll be able to have even a lesson recorded. Amen. But on Yahweh time, ain't nothing like, you know, just that. But get back to what I'm saying. He gave his life. He laid his life down. He laid his life down. So when you read in Revelation chapter 5, when it says they looked around and it said, who can go down there? Because the elders was crying. He said, he stood up and said, I can't. I got this. The Lamb who overcame the sin. He laid down his life and he came out on the 14th of Abib. Not Good Friday. I know some Gregorian calendars going to have Good Friday. Some year they get it right because Passover falls on it some years. I didn't even look at a calendar. Matter of fact, we talk, forget that calendar. Anyway, you seen them. But what I'm trying to get at is the story has got falsehood. It's partially truth. What I mean? There's no way he could die, gave up the ghost. Right in his word, he gives you. He let up the ghost round. ninth hour in our time clock is around 3 o'clock p.m. So there's no way he gave up the ghost 3 o'clock on a Friday and was up early Sunday morning before 6 o'clock in the morning, right? And that's 3 days and three nights. And people will tell you, well, he didn't mean that. And I tell a person, you going to heaven? How? Because God said, because I believe in his son's blood, and I confess in my mouth. How you know? Is it a heaven? How you know you're going? Because he said it. He said 3 days and three nights, the only sign I'm going to give you, wicked generation. Yahshua said that when he walked the earth. And when I say Yahshua, for new listeners, that's his name, Yahushua, not Jesus, the Son of God, Messiah. He said, the only sign I'm going to give you, because why? He showed them the works that he was from the Father, and the Father was in him. The Spirit of the Father was in him. Why? He was raising men from the dead. He was healing, letting the blind see, the lame, the crippled walk, and the deaf talk. Telling the seas to calm down, shalom, be still. He walked on water, and you still asking him, give us a sign? So he said, the only sign I'm giving you, a wicked generation, is the sign of Jonah. That's why I don't let nobody out. I know you get tired of hearing me say something, but he showed me something. Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 and 17. Or was that John chapter 5? No, it's Matthew 5, chapter 15 and 17. He said, think not I come to destroy the law. That's Moses. So that's why, what's the law? He gave Moses the laws, the early laws in the early times, what, back in Exodus. What did he give Moses? He gave him the Ten Commandments, the 10 words. That's Exodus chapter 20. No other God before me, you know how it is. Don't use the name in vain, right? Don't bow down and worship. Don't make no idols. And the Sabbath, keep the Sabbath holy. 6 days a man work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath. Don't work your ox, your cattle, your maid servant. Rest. He didn't change what he gave Adam in the garden back in Genesis chapter 2 and 3. No, he didn't. It's nothing changed. Man can't change. Man to think he can change the times and day, like Daniel say in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. That's why man don't know when I'm out on the porch blowing my shofar hollering, hallelujah, hallelujah. They don't know what's right. He done got confused, poor child. He think the day is Friday because that's when they normally hear. No, they ain't Friday, not yet. This month you're going to hear that shofar blowing a lot, baby. But anyway, getting back to what I'm saying is, he sanctified and set apart. So that's why Yahshua said, don't let no man. I come to not to destroy the law, but to magnify, like Brother Hurley do with that word every when he got them 6 weeks. He's magnifying that word. That's, if you can't see it, guess what? You know what a magnifying glass is. He's zooming in, coming in. He said, and I did not destroy the crop. So what that got to do with anything, Shavuel? Because why? He told him, the only sign I'm going to give you a wicked generation. I think that's what, John 12 or Matthew 12, I apologize, it's just coming up. But he said, only sign I'm going to give you is the sign of Jonah. Don't let no pastors and people say, like, well, y'all showing up do a lot of history in that Old Testament. We New Testament, we under the blood and New Covenant. I just kind of smile under my breath, like you don't know that the New Covenant is found in Jeremiah 33. Yeah, It's not him sitting at that Last Supper, as you want to call it, which that's the Passover, you call it. Yeah, it was his Last Supper. Yeah, he later on in that day, he gave up the ghost, like I said. Which they, Jonah chapter 1 and Jonah, verse 15 to 18, it said Jonah was thrown off the ship 3 days, three nights, and a big fish. That's why Yahshua said, think not to come to destroy the law. So why? My holy Sabbath is still what they are. My new moons, Rosh Kodesh, is still what they are. My new year is still what my father said it is. It'll be at the equinox when spring is a spring feast. Think not to come to destroy the prophecy. They tell you don't have to listen to the Old Testament. Old Testament full of the prophets. They prophesied for future upcoming events to let you know, let you see the Messiah and the work and how he fulfilled those things. It's, all of them is not fulfilled yet. Yeah, the New Testament got the writings and the disciples. Yeah, they good too. But all they talking about is referring back to the Old Testament, as they call the prophets. Because you had to have two or more witnesses to make a matter. So that's why they telling these people lies that we New Testament, we don't do that Old Testament. Oh, we coming by the blood. You don't even know you got the New Testament is found in Jeremiah 33. It's either Jeremiah 33 or 31. I apologize, family. It's a shame. And yeah, you better go back to them prophets. You won't know who the Messiah is. I can walk up and tell you, how you doing? Praise the Lord. You found Jesus. I'm him. Yeah. That's why you better get back. You better look in them prophets and pray for God's guidance. But that's why a very important thing. That's why Yahshua said it's the only sign I'm going to give you. And why? That comes around this time of the year. And another thing on that note, you have the Passover. That's the only communion, if you want to call it communion, but you shouldn't, is the Passover meal. That's it. You can't do that second and fourth Sunday, first and third Sunday, every Sunday, or once a quarter, every two quarters. No. He gave his life for that sacrifice as atonement for man's sin kind on the 14th of Abib, like it says when you read the account in Exodus chapter 12. Then you go down to Exodus verse 6 or 10 where it says, pick a lamb without spot and blemish on the 10th day. You hold it until the 14th day. Then you slaughter it. Because that's why that all was pointing to him. They was wondering, why are we doing this? That's what it points to. And then you take that blood and put it on the doorpost. That's how you covered by the blood with my Christian friends. So I'm sanctified and covered by the blood. Yes, you is, but let me tell you how you are. And you doing sacrilegion, doctrines of demons. Thanks, Rabbi. I got a chance, fell asleep, got a chance to catch the YouTube, not the adoption, the one about Jesus the Christ. Yeah, ain't doing sacrilegion. Because every time you do, so call yourself honoring him doing communion, every second and third, no, ain't it. Hebrews said he gave his life up for one time. That's the only time. And then, yeah, you read in Corinthians, it says as off. That word off don't mean like we think, like as often as you do it. But it can mean often as you do it. I got school teachers sitting out there. They know, they can correct me. I can't do it now. Okay. But if you break that word and keep looking at it, it's off. But you got to look at what text is he talking about? Past, participle, present? What are you talking about? Yeah, when you do this, and that book is a Hebrew book for Hebrews. You have to come into the commonwealth and come into the knowledge and understanding and get Yahweh's knowledge or men that's set by Yahweh. Because that's why it's so much confusion now. Nobody knows the new year. But as often means is what? As often as you do the Passover every 14th of Abib every year. You have a birthday. Everybody had a birthday. You don't celebrate. I'm July the 22nd. I don't celebrate it every 22nd of every month. 12 every month, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Hey, brother, you said, okay, you ready? Habib, Ziff, Zivin, Tazmu, Alu, Itanin, Bull, Bet, Sibet, I mean, excuse me, Kisla, Itanin, Bull, Kisla, Tibet, Sebet, Adar? No, I don't do it every day. I only do it July 22nd. So it's the same way. It's nothing thing. He gets what he tells Nicodemus. Nicodemus, you don't understand this? You must be born again, same thing. You don't understand earthly things? Now you're trying to get heavenly? So it's nothing different. When he say you, when he's talking in that book of Corinthians, he's talking about it because you should know what he talks, what you should understand. He's talking about that Passover that he gave his life. It's the most important time of the year. This where it all starts for any listener out there. This where you want to start. That's why I said this is your beginning of the year. We're getting back to what the AK said. Enough of that. This was the thing that came to. Like he told Moses in Exodus chapter 12, he said, hey, Moses, this is the beginning of your year. Question, Bible students. As my rabbi always tell me, Rabbi Yaakov, Brother Lynn, like he tell us. What did he tell Moses in Exodus 12, 2? He said, this is the beginning of your years, Moses. And then he started telling them how you're going to do a Passover. You're going to get a lamb, spot, blemish, or goat at that time when you read the scripture. He said, this is what you're going to do. Did he tell Moses, when he talked to Moses, did he tell him, look down right there, Moses? That's a V right there. That's barley right there. That's barley right there, boy. That's positive barley. Let me see. Feel that. Feel that barley right there. Yeah. This the time, this your new year, that Bali. No, he didn't. You got people this year, they on point. Because they say the Bali is positive and it's hard and all that. That's cool. But that's not what he commanded. See, there's a way that seems right, like Proverbs say, Proverbs 16. But that way is death. Because why? You mess around with that, see if that barley is full or whatever, or right. And it may not be right when the time, when he say, this is the time that my year, my season come in. Because why? His holy day get ready to come in. His Passover get ready to come in. Feast of Unleavened Bread, his 7-day Feast of Unleavened Bread get ready to come in. Then you had to get your count, 7 weeks counting the Omer to get up to Shavuot, Pentecost. He didn't tell Moses, like, feel that barley right there. What did he tell him then? You know what he told Moses? Oh, Beth Yahweh, you know what he told Moses when he said, this is the beginning of your year. He didn't tell Moses to look down in the desert at some barley. He pointed Moses like Brother Avi sent that picture, and Brother Abel was looking, and other Brother Yariel was looking, and other brother and sister Elisheba, Brother Shufuel on the way home, he was looking. He told him, look up in the skies, in the firmaments, Moses, and look at what? That sliver of that light of that moon. That's the beginning of your year. So how you know that, Brother Shabbat? Why you know he didn't tell him like everybody else? Jewish people say you look at the barley. Why? Because he told, and we got to prove this thing, right? Isaiah 8:20 said, if the law and the testimony, if they don't speak it, there's no light in them. Let me tell you why. Because you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 and 19, and he said that's the day when he called the sun, the moon, and the stars into to their appointed times to do what they supposed to do. He did vegetation. If you look in Genesis chapter 1, it's right there. That was on the third day, if I'm not mistaken. And he didn't add the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the barley, the vegetation, that's to teach you signs and seasons. No, he did. Because he know weather sometime in certain places where you may be, you may not see a barley, like in a desert. Or in I got one for you, Antarctica. Now, if you see anything green down there, let's get paid, your money, or you got some green snow boots or something on, so it's gloves or mittens. But you can see that moon out there. I bet it look beautiful out there too. You know, pollution? Not noise pollution. Nothing blocking it. Cause you know, ain't nothing but white snow. You know, and cold air. The sky. That was just a little something that came to me. And so people said, well, you said it was the New Year, Rosh Hashanah. You'll find that You find that Leviticus, he's going to mention three times a year. You find that in Exodus also is coming back to you. You'll find that three times a year you come up, man, come up to me, the pilgrim priest. And he calls the feast during the time of 7 months, Itanim. Itanim. What's Itanim? Oh, Father, we call now Sukkot. You'll find in the seventh month, that's the seventh month, Itanim in Yahweh, not July, Gregorica. He said this, doing Sukkot is also the end gathering. That's the end of the year. So that's the end of the year. And that is what? The spring, the summer months, and gathering the fruit and the harvest. Because it's harvest time, because why it's going to start getting darker, it's going to start getting colder. Bam. This is the beginning of the year. All right, that's enough of that. Just had to get that out there because I've seen that a bee before. Now, getting back to, we read those opening scriptures, you say, well, what that have to do with anything? 839, good. Now we're going to go into what he told me to do. What about what? Oh, come here. We're going to turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 29. 2 Chronicles is in the Old Testament book. This Bible here got a difference. So I got to help you out with this Bible here. If you're not familiar with the Bible, don't be ashamed. It took me a long time. in the book is something called a table of contents. Like first part, probably first 20 pages of Bible, we go in there. Second Chronicles is one of the books found after in the Old Testament, found after First Kings and Second Kings, and before Ezra. Book of Second Chronicles. Chapter 29. Grammy. Come on, man. Okay. Second Chronicles. What I said? Chapter 29. So all I wanted, all Yahweh showed me, I said, what you want to tell us, listening audiences and Beth Yahweh? He said, well, I don't want you to just focus on your family, Beth Yahweh. I mean, they can get a message too, but I want whoever listening, wants everybody to get this message, huh? It's for everybody. So I said, what you go this way. So I was going to do some new moon stuff. Second Chronicles chapter 29. Glasses, please. I thought they was joking when they said, yeah, your eyes start going around about 44. Yeah, right, I ain't trying to hear that. So they told, well, mine's about 45. I mean, they ain't gone. But that little writing, can't see that little writing like that. Second Chronicles, let's say 29. It says, Hezekiah was a king. A king of Judah, a good king. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. Okay. Verse 2, it says, he did that which was right in Yahweh's eyes. That's very important right there. Hallelujah. According to all, that's it, all that David, his father, has done. Verse 3, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, that's the month we are now. He opened the doors of Yahweh house and repaired them. So right there, Yahweh house was needed some repair. So where I'm coming with this, remember I started off with first, what was it, first? Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse, well, no, it was first Corinthians, probably. Y'all know this one small. Chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, but I started up where I said your body is a temple. Yahweh wanted me to see, come at it this way. Since we be coming in this beginning of the year, we want to have our, get our minds and our temple. This body, this is where the Holy Spirit dwells in us now. Okay? So we had to repair some things in us, starting in our mind, because a lot of brothers are very well doing the mind on his lessons. And Brother Ariel is doing on his lessons. They doing beautiful lessons. Brother, the warrior's mind, training their mind. So we do have to renew our minds and train our mind. So Yahweh said, let's get everybody in a frame of mindset right now, starting on the first day of this new year, before they even come into the Passover 14 days, so their minds can be clean, and trained and be more focused. Verse 4, he brought the priests and the Levites and gathered them together in a wide place on the east. And he said to them, listen to me, Levites. Now sanctify yourself. Sanctify the house of Yahweh. The Elohim of your fathers to carry the filthiness out of the holy place. So see, we have to purge ourselves, purge the filthiness out of ourselves. You may have heard of purification in the New Testament. And some of the practices you see, you found that in John chapter 11, verse 55. Because during the time just before Passover, people came to Jerusalem earlier. Because, you know, Passover, that was one of the pilgrim feasts, one of the three feasts. Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Man came there, so they wanted to prepare themselves to get make themselves prepared so they can receive the Passover meal and good, you know, so they can be. So that's why Paul tells them in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, make yourself a living sacrifice. Be ye not conformed, but transform. So these things was Yahweh trying to say that we can realize that Verse 6, our fathers was unfaithful, had done which was evil, Yahweh God's sight, and had forsaken and turned away their faces from the habitation of Yahweh. So we know that word habitation. What is that word habitation? Once we hit it, we ain't gonna go too long yet. I gotta get sorry. Habitation, Hebrew 4:9-8. Mishkan, a dwelling place. That's it. A tabernacle. Origin from 79:31. Shakar, to settle down, to abide, to dwell in. That should have been a song I asked. And turn their backs. Verse 7, and they shut up the doors and the porch and put out the lamps and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto Yahweh of Israel. So we had to ask ourselves, remember I said, in our bodies the temple now. We don't have that illustration that we get now. They had a physical temple in this thing. They shut up the doors. They no longer burn it. We know what the incense point to. Incense point to prayer. You see how you know that? You find that in Luke chapter 2. Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, he was on his priestly course abide. You find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Where'd you find that in 2 Chronicles 29? Well, man, you find that in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Father God. Yeah. But prayer, that's what that is. So that means we had to ask ourselves, we stop offering up prayer? Like in my opening prayer, is we not believing in stuff anymore? Okay. Burnt offerings. You know what a burnt offering is? Like a sacrifice. A olah. A whole burnt offering. You know? In the holy place unto God of Israel. Wherefore the wrath of Yahweh was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he delivered them to the trouble of astonishment. Okay. And we're gonna go down to verse 10. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. Hallelujah. My sons, be not negligent, for Yahweh has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, that you should minister unto him and burn incense. Then the Levites arose. We can go down now to it for time purposes. I got to jump down to 15. Verse 15, still in 2 Chronicles 29, 15. But keep in mind, remember, this is the temple, Hezekiah, making them repair the doors on the first day of the month, getting them ready, because, you know, this is the time Passover coming, right? Verse 15, and they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves. And it came according to the commandment of the king by the words of Yahweh to cleanse the house of Yahweh. So that's, what's that, verse 15? And the priest went into the inner part of the house of Yahweh to cleanse it, brought out all the uncleansingness that they found in the temple of Yahweh. Remember I said, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, your body is the temple of Yahweh now. Into the court in the house of Yahweh, and the Levites took it and carried it out aboard into the brook of Kidron. Now they begin on the first, verse 17, this is it. Now they begin on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month they came they to the porch of Yahweh. So they sanctified the house of Yahweh in 8 days, and in the 16th day of the first month, they made an end to it. And you read on to this, you go further on, you see how Hezekiah was getting them prepared so that they gave the offerings so that the priest could make the offering unto Yahweh, so to put the blood upon the altar to make atonement for Israel. Okay, so now from there, we're gonna go to Ezekiel chapter 45. Ezekiel is a New Testament. Excuse me, New Testament. Ezekiel is an Old Testament book, also found in the Old Testament. That comes right after Lamentations. You get to like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations. You right there, Ezekiel. You get to Daniel. Go back. Excuse me, Ezekiel. Let's say chapter 45. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 45, starting in verse, starting at verse 17. Starting at verse 17, Ezekiel chapter 45, 17, is it? The regent prince. What did I say? Just out of the WEB, I usually have my, my CJB, my complete Jewish Bible, not my Christian Jewish Bible. That's what that's for. Okay, verse 17. Ezekiel 45, verse 17. It should be the prince part to give the burnt offerings, the meal offerings, the drink offerings, and the feast, and on the new moons, and on the Sabbaths, and the appointed feast of the house of Israel. He should prepare the sin offerings, the meal offerings, the burnt offerings, and the peace offerings to make atonement for the house of Israel. Verse 18. And Yahweh says, in the first month, in the first day of the month, you shall take a young bull without defect, and you shall cleanse the sanctuary. The priest shall take the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the house and on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, on the post of the gate of the inner court. So you shall do on the seventh day of the month for everyone who errs, and for him who is sinful, you shall make atonement for the house. And then you go to verse 21, you will see that in the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have Passover, a feast of 7 days and unleavened bread. Okay, so reason why, what I'm getting to, what that got to do with that? You're talking about cleansing a house. If that house, if you're talking about, remember, Hezekiah started off in 2 Chronicles 29, talking about repairing the house, right? And it says, verse 2, it says, 29 verse 2, it says, Hezekiah did what was good, like his father David, that Yahweh thought was good. Then Ezekiel comes along, and Ezekiel says what? Yahweh's telling him on specific days, on the first day of the new year, new month, he wants the altars cleaned. So I said, well, where are we going at with that, Father? And remember, our body is the temple. So we want to clean. We want to make sure we're cleansed. You know, like brother, I always say, guard your gates. Brothers and sisters, guard your gates. So we had to now make sure we guard our gates. And like we learned it, for some reason, Yahweh got the brothers teaching us about mind. So, you know, how to deal, how to control our mind so we can renew our mind, keep our mind renewed on the ways of Yahweh so we can focus on his ways so we can hear Yahweh if our mind is renewed and focused, and we can, like Brother Darrell brought out so eloquently, no matter what, an earthquake, winds or whatever, we can still hear that still small voice. So that's why it's important for us to sanctify and cleanse our minds so we can get ready so when the Passover comes, like you read in 2 Corinthians, where you tell them, don't eat this Passover if you have a problem with your brother or you have something like that, it'll bring sickness upon you. Don't do this just because. Cause like I said, this is important. This is the most holy, important time of the year. So we, as our bodies, we get out. This is our body as a temple, our altar. We can look at our bodies as that house that Hezekiah spoke upon, the house that Ezekiel spoke upon. To get ready. And so, what time is it? Good, 8:54. So, a couple verses to help you see where I'm going at with this. Joel chapter 30, verse, is that Joel chapter 30? That's Joel 35, Father. I can't read, can't see. I'm going to read that in your hand. Joel is an Old Testament book. Joel is found at the Nehemiah, around like after that second chronicle of Nehemiah, right before Psalms. Psalms and Proverbs usually in the middle of most Bible. You find Proverbs, go back to Psalms and Job right there. I'm gonna read Job chapter 30, what did I say 35? Job chapter 35. Is that what I want? Man, that I read. Is it the Job? Hold on a second. 35, 4. Yeah, Job chapter 35, 4. So Job chapter 35, 3. After all you ask, what your benefit will be. This is Job getting supposedly being consoled by some of his friends. And this is Elu. He said, are you saying that it is just for you to claim I'm more righteous than God? After all you ask, what your benefits will be? What will I profit from refraining from my sin? Okay, the next verse of Psalm 119, that's a New Testament book, and that's what the next book right after Job. I'm gonna read this in your head. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 9, it says, how can a young man keep his behavior pure? I don't want that light. Well, I mean, that's good, but I want to read this later. It said, how can a young man keep his ways pure? By living according to your word. Verse 10, with my whole heart I have sought you. Don't let me wander from your command. So we see how we can keep ourselves pure and cleansed. Psalms 119, 105, the same book. It said, your word, I always say that wrong. I'm going to read that in your head, so I'll say that wrong. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we follow Yahweh's word. That's how we can keep our temple. We can keep our minds clear, retrain our minds only on the things, renewing our mind, washing our minds with the word of God. I said that already then. Yeah. Okay. This was Yahweh gave me. This was almost 9 o'clock, so it's almost all good. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. He asked me, I was thinking, this is the question. During this time of year, what's this time of year known for? Cliche, what time of year, what? Spring equinox, and we just helped y'all came in Monday. So what time of year, what people mostly say around this time of year? We the only ones going around the children of Yah going Happy New Year, Rosh Hashanah, right? But most people around this time of year, they saying what? Spring cleaning. It's about that time for spring cleaning. Isn't it funny? It is time for spring cleaning, but you see how Yahweh already installed in his word. We see the king Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 29, how the first of the year, first month of the year, first day of the year, I start telling him, start spring cleaning. Start a bee cleaning, like Deuteronomy 16:1 said, God, a month of a bee. Because we know if you read the account in what, Exodus chapter 12, 13, you told during the time of year to make sure you sweep your house out, sweep your literally house out, make sure there's no leaven found in it, leaven points to, leaven product with yeast in it, because yeast points to like a sign of a stiff neckness. Lost the train of thought what the word was. But, stiff neck, you can follow me. Sin. Yeah, thank you. And so we told to sweep your house, but you want to keep our house sweep thoroughly all times of the year. And as far as our physical temple, we want to do that not just because it's Passover coming. We want to do it all year long. Because why? We want to train our minds. And we want to be ready and equipped so we can hear the voice of the Most High. So we don't have no clutter, nothing deceptive. So we don't have to decrypt something and wonder, was that God or whatever? I had them problems sometimes. So this time of the year, we see how the world, it takes some things. The world still conformed though this time of the year. What you mean by conform this time of year? The world conformed, because this time of year the world is what you're going to think of, man. You're going to think of Easter bunnies, dyed eggs. You understand what I'm saying? So they got it. They conform to something that's not true. Doctrines of demons. So, therefore, we know with Yahweh's word, that if we stay in his word, we see exactly how he lays out the format so no one has to perish and be lost. He wishes that no one perish and be lost. Excuse me. Also, this came to my mind, too. I said, okay. He said, cleanse it. Okay, so I'm saying, the body is the temple, okay, and the altar, and he's talking about how to cleanse the altar in the four corners. Where's the altar at? The altar. He showed me, he let me see something. The first time altar was mentioned in the scriptures, it was in Genesis chapter 8. I don't want to mess this up. Let me make sure. Yeah, Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. It was mentioned with Noah. If anybody remembers, Noah was called by Yahweh, and he listened, him to have ear listen, and he listened to Yahweh's voice. And he did all that Yahweh commanded him exactly. What I mean by that, he told him the instructions how to, what's going to happen, shall I hold back from my friend Noah what I'm going to do to the world? No. So Noah, by Noah's righteousness and obedience to Yahweh and faithfulness, he saved his family. When I say his entire family, his three sons and their three wives. So eight souls were saved. What did Yahweh do? Where I'm going with this? He flooded the world because of the iniquity of mankind and the lawlessness of mankind. The earth was full of sin, so he told Noah to build an ark, build a way of salvation, something to save you for what I'm going to do. Because only I can save you. Only God can save us. That's what people had to realize. But you had to be obedient to his word. So he told Noah exactly, gave him instructions exactly what to build, the diameter to build the ark. He prescribed to him what to take on the ark, like the food for the animals. That was in Genesis chapter 6. You hear the account of the flood, what's going to happen on Genesis chapter 6 and verse, I think, 15 to 17 and 19, the last three verses. He told him what kind of food, how much food to bring on. And then verse 7, Genesis chapter 7, he tells him what kind of animals, how many animals. But getting back to what I'm saying, he also told Noah what kind of wood to build that ark. I think it was gopher wood or something. If Noah didn't listen to him and build that ark exactly like that, he said, man, I don't feel like walking up that hill and getting all that wood up there. What's wrong with this wood right here? Perfectly okay. The story wouldn't go. Noah built an altar in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, when he let the animals out the ark, because he'd have drowned for being what? Disobedient. Remember Proverbs chapter 6, there's a way that seems right, but that way leads to death. You have to listen to Yahweh. Be obedient. So what else, where I'm going at with this? Altar. You hear altars mentioned. Noah, the first time altar was mentioned. Abraham, Genesis chapter 12. Abraham built the altar. I think it was Genesis 23 or 35. Jacob built the altar. Isaac built the altar. So, okay, bro, where you going at? Moses built the altar in Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. Elijah built the altar. 1 Kings 18, chapter 18. Where I'm getting at, where I'm going at with this family, bear with me. We have to be obedient to Yahweh and do the things that he says. So what does this got to do with the cleansing and all that? Why? I tried to look and find. I said, okay, what about Adam? Did Adam ever build an altar? Did Cain? It said Cain and Abel gave an altar. So I'm looking, but we learned where the Torah, the Bible don't say, where it's silent, we silent until we get further revelation. Now, I didn't get time to go downstairs on the library to pull up my book of Adam and Eve. I almost said book of yeah, it was a joke. I said, and I almost can't, I'm going to say it, y'all. The Book of the Dead. He's had this book called The Book of the Dead. It really is. That was the Egyptian Bible, basically, to show you all the hieroglyphics and what they mean, symbolizing the rituals and all that. I'm like, okay. It really is a book. They titled that book, they're right, The Book of the Dead. If you follow that and believe in that, yeah. But anyway, getting back to what I'm saying, I didn't get a chance to go in there and see in that book, the account of Adam and Eve in the beginning of the account, to see did they have an altar or whatever. But what I'm getting at with this is that those people that I named, Noah, the first altar, after the world was flooded with the water points to being purged, being cleansed, being washed. So Yahweh showed me, I said, well, what that had to do with the temple with Hezekiah and Ezekiel, what did he have to do? He reminded me of when we was in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, what was that book? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, it says, read that in your hand real quick. It's 9:07. It's going to be long, friends. Just got to knock this up. Hebrews chapter 11, come on. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. It says, this is the faith chapter. Everybody heard that? I like to call it the Hall of Fame. This is a Hall of Fame. Like everything else has Hall of Fame and stuff. You know, football, basketball, and singing and acting and all that, you know. This is the Hall of Fame. One of the Hall of Fame books in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, it said, talking about Abraham, he said, for he looked for a city which has the foundation, who the builder and the maker is God. So it's saying by faith. So what I'm coming at with that family is this. Also, we remember in we remember when we were going through Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles, we remember David. As, was it David or Solomon? I'm going to turn to Second Chronicles, chapter 2. Well, what is going to paraphrase a little bit, but I'm going to read it so you can hear me. It was about David couldn't build a temple. You know the account. David couldn't build a temple. So therefore, David couldn't build a temple. And because of the blood he shed by being a mighty warrior. And so Solomon had to build a temple. And you go to Second Chronicles, chapter 2, you'll see that. And starting 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 5, it said, the house which I'm building will be great, for our mighty one, Elohim Yahweh, is greater than all gods. Verse 6, but who is able to build him a house? Said heaven and the heavens of heaven can't contain him. Who am I then that I should build him a house except just to burn incense before him? And so where I'm going at with this, family, because I read by faith, Abraham said he wanted to go to a place where Yahweh's hands built it. Yeah. Second Chronicles chapter 6, verse 18 said, still Solomon, still pertaining to this, and Solomon said, but will God indeed dwell with man on the earth? Behold, heaven. And the heavens can't contain you. How much less this house which I have built? So what Yahweh was showing me with that. What's this one? I said, well, the altar, Father. I mean, our body points to the altar. Where's that altar at, though? Because we know, excuse me, our body points to the temple. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 20, it says, Ephesians, the New Testament book, found at the Galatians. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints of the household of Yahweh, being built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Mashiach Yahushua himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building fitted together grows into the holy temple and the Yahweh, in whom you are also built together for a habitation of Yahweh in the spirit. Because remember we read it, what was it, Hezekiah, where it said, Hezekiah, chapter 29, I think it was right, what verse, what, 10, 11, 15, 17, where it said the doors had to get repaired, and the lights, the lamps, I mean, the manure wasn't lit, no incense was burning, in the habitation of Yahweh. Where I'm going at with that is that Yahweh was showing me something. I said, the altar, because we know the command for the altar was what? In Exodus chapter 17, verse 15, right? We said, no tool can touch that altar, remember? It has to be built by stones. So what I'm saying with stone, we're told in Peter, forgive me, I didn't write it down, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, I think it's chapter 3, we're lively stones. And Yahshua, as we just read, he's the chief cornerstone, we just read in Ephesians chapter 20. So we're lively stones. And the word in Hebrew for stones is, for stones, am I saying that right? Ben. And you break, you 1121 in the Hebrew is Ben. That means stone. And then if you look in that word, the definition of Hebrew for stone, stone means to build on, a continuation. You know, so it's showing what he's saying. So and then the where it forges from the prompt comes from 1129, which the word is be not. And that's where I say it says a cause to continue something. So we're those lively stones. We're that. And I said, what are we? He said we're lively stone. We fit perfectly with the chief cornerstone. And he said, don't put no tool to it. Because why? Remember Dale Well brought out Sabbath about Jordan, Jeremiah chapter 18, 17, the potter. He only one can test us and mold us. What did he say in Genesis chapter, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, let us make man. So what did it say? It said, he formed them out of the clay of the earth. He didn't say he took a tool or something like that. He formed Adam out of the clay of the earth. Then he put Adam, when he said, man, he going to give him a help. He put him to sleep. They took a rib out of Adam and formed Eve. We're under his mastery. He's the potter. He's making us. He's putting us together. He's putting our heart. So the earth itself, because I said, well, what's going on? The earth itself once was the altar. Because why? I mean, excuse me, the tabernacle. Why? Because Yahweh, he built the earth. When he built the earth, when he created the earth, it was clean. It wasn't no sin or nothing. Prayer. He came down and dwelt with Adam in the garden before the fall came. Before the sin separated where he couldn't come. They had to send a mediator. So therefore, I said, well, what? So that means, he said, Revelation, we know that. What, chapter 21, 22, the new heavens and earth going to come down after this earth right here. This time, it has to be purged and purified by what? Fire. The first one with the flood, Genesis 6, and Noah came out and made that first altar after that was in Genesis chapter 8. That was purged by water. The next one got to be by fire. So the earth is his in the fullness of it. So the whole earth at one time is Yahweh, where he come and dwell with us and where we were with him. And we're those lively stones. That's why he didn't want an altar built with any tools or whatever. It was one more. What time is it? 9:14, okay. Did the purification. Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. Yeah, that's the command where Yahweh told Moses how to build an altar and not to put a tool or nothing touch it. The word altar is misbah in the Hebrew. So what we have to come to realize, family, in this time of season, that's about all right there. That's good. Yeah, it's getting late. What we have to realize this time of the season is that our body is that temple now, the tabernacle. And we're training to have our minds renewed daily. We transform it to be unconformed from this ways of these worlds, the traditions of mankind, the ways that seem right, but they lead us to death. And we have to continue to do what Yahweh says, but let's sanctify and cleanse our temples starting this evening. And let's keep training our minds, Brother Ariel said, that Yahweh let him teach. And Brother Dale Well teaching about the, how the mind or and how Yahweh led Brother Lenny, Yaakel, Rabbi Yaakel, on human nature. I got to finish that one. Beautiful. Let us continue to keep our minds and our focus. As Brother Eliezer, one of our Zakins, used to always tell me, keep Yahweh the forefront of our minds. And it is very important that we do that. And when we come into this season, we're already prepping. Like I said, sweeping your physical house, but also your spiritual house, where the spirit dwells, which is our bodies, so we can guard our gates and our eyes, the gates of our souls, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our the things that we learned from Brother Dale Well when he taught this lesson, the other lesson he taught about the senses he taught last month. So those things help us keep guarding our gates so we can keep our temples and keep this place so Yahweh can continue to come and abode with us so we can always be attentive and have ear to hear and listen to what he said. So on that note, family, that's basically all that I wanted to, there's more to give you, but it's 9:15. So that's, we can't go through these pages right here. But that was the thing that Yahweh wanted me to bring forth to let us realize we still have to send up those prayers that sweet, savory smell like they were brought out in his teaching. Yahweh still answers prayer. We see that, what he done with Sister Naomi in our congregation, what he's doing for all of us that may not even mention something. Our family members or friends. We see that he still answers prayer. His ear is still tentative. As long as you do the things that he asks you to do, he's always there. That was on here somewhere, but I can't see it. Should have highlighted that. But we have to keep in mind that we are the children of the kingdom. And we're the lights of the world. So we have to keep our lamps trimmed. We have to keep our lights lit. And like I said, we don't hide the lights, like in Matthew 5. We have to let the people see our ways and the ways that we conduct ourselves. Yeah, it's hard, it's rough, especially I know with the younger people, but you have to be in season. 2 Timothy chapter 4 tells us we have to teach this word, preach this word in season and out of season. So when you go to work or school tomorrow, be hollering Happy New Year. That's a teaching moment. If you got 5 or 10 minutes, you show them like, bam, right here, right here, right here. And like I always tell a person, I'm not talking to a person, I'm talking to anybody, but especially people, you go to church every Sunday, you carry the same book that I carry and worship the same God that I worship, but are you worshiping him correctly? Or are you forming your own form of righteousness, as Paul said in Romans chapter 11, and we know from what was that, 1 Kings 12, 2 Kings 12, Rehoboam, he made a feast in the eighth month, or what's the other guy, Micah, the Levite descendant, in Judges chapter, 17, 18, or 19, he was just making up stuff, making people priests and everything, and that's what's going on out in this world. There's a way to seem right, but it's wrong, and it needs cleansing. And the only way it's going to get cleansed, people, because we be obedient to the ways of the Most High, and when we live our lives accordingly to the Most High, we're like the moon, the reflection of the sunlight, but we also know, we learn that the moon has its own light also. So we have to show these people by what we do. We have to be their only Bible they may see, or their only church sermon that they may see, the only correct church sermon they may see, not just saying Beth Yahweh, I'm sure his other brothers and sisters out here know the truth too. But most of the people when I talk to them, John, I said, man, that was good what you shared with me, because I listen to T.D. Jakes on Sunday. And I wanted to say that, okay, good. Mm-hmm. Because what I shared with them about Samson, and the ark, the animals on the ark, T.D. Jakes is not going to share that with you like that. Because there's a system in this world that's going on right now. And right now we just going to clash. We know it's Aviv. We got to guard the month of Aviv. That's why we got teach this word, preach this word in season, out of season. We can't be a man pleaser because we know good to the Most High. Because why? They're going to be coming up soon with the Easter. No, they're in Lent right now. Somebody, the lady asked me, "What you gave up something for Lent?" I said, "Yeah." "What you gave up?" I said, "I gave up Lent." She said, "Rob, you crazy." Told the truth. But on that note, family, I want to say hallelujah, Lashana Tova. Father Yah, forgive me of my sins. Father Yah, watch over us tonight as we enter this new year. Watch over the families that celebrate tonight, that they can enjoy what you set from the foundations of the earth and give to your children. Let us continue, Father Yah, to do your work. Be the children of the kingdom, Father Yah. As more people can see us and take our hands and grab a hold of our fringes and say, "Hey, they know the way." We have nothing to fear, Father Yah. We obey you. We don't have a spirit of fear, but peace and a sound mind. If we do fear, we call on you. Call on Yahshua. What does the disciples do when that water was going? They were professional fishermen. They yelled for Yahshua, and he woke up. Shalom, peace be still, water. So the same thing, everything he wrote in those scriptures and the books, the laws, and those are for us too. It was written, Romans 15, it was written for our learning. We ain't got to call no psychic. We ain't got to put no rabbit foot in your pocket. You shouldn't have no rabbit foot in your pocket. Anyway, we're unclean. And don't put a lamb foot in your pocket either, even though lamb a clean animal. But you understand what I'm saying? There ain't no lucky luck charms. We got Yahushua the Hamashiach. We got the rock. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that's in them, and the fowls and the birds and the air. It's nothing too hard. What he tells Abraham is nothing too hard for me, Abraham. Father, y'all continue to watch over our spiritual leader, Rabbi Yaakov, strengthen him and encourage him, keep feeding us. All my Kohen brothers, Brother Aha Bell, Brother Ariel, Brother Yariel, Brother Deuel, Brother Shufuel, Brother Mariel, and Brother Kanuko. Continue to strengthen all of us, leaders of God. All of our sisters, continue to strengthen them and lead them to where they be good help meet. And reason why, Father, sisters, if you wonder why I did the Ephesians, because why we as the assembly, the church, we are spotless. We're like a virgin. That's why I came with the Ephesians 5, the second open scripture. Wasn't nothing intended to you like that. It was because of that. So because we're going to cleanse our bodies, that's what he wanted us to do. He's coming back for a bride. Father, y'all continue to watch over our young adults to get in the church. Watch over our young teenagers that's out here too, the children. Watch over all our children and our family members. Continue to strengthen Sister Naomi and Sister Debbie. Father, y'all, and our Zakin, Zakin Gary, and Zakin Ward. Father, y'all, this year, Father Yah, I'm calling out to you, Father Yah, because you know my prayer. You know all of my prayers. You know all of our prayers at Beth Yahweh, Father Yah. And on the behalf of Beth Yahweh, Father Yah, I'm asking, Father Yah, when, where is the place where you want your name to be put and called? For your stewards of Beth Yahweh to show the world your ways of righteousness, your holiness, so people can come there and see how you worship the Most High, Yahweh. I'm going to wait, Father Yah, as I'm told, wait on Yah, but I'm going to still keep praying without ceasing, and I'm going to come and pray to you as I do every day and ask you when and where. Let me lean not on my understanding, but wait on you. I know that all good gifts come from you, Father Yah. And I can't be a double-minded man, Father Yah. So I'm going to continue to do what I have to do and continue to pray. Thank you, Father Yah. Anything I forgot to pray, don't charge my mind. Pray for me, Father. The Holy Spirit, give us the words that we need. Blessed are you, Yahshua, our mighty one, King of the universe. May this month be the end of our travails, a start and beginning for the redemption of our souls. For you have chosen your people, Israel, from all the nations, and you harvest forth the decrees of the new moons for us. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctify Israel, the new moon and the new moon. Hallelujah, family. Shana Tov, enjoy the new year. Hallelujah.
In the ninth hour, no longer bound by